This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Smokey Robinson to give it that spin. I remember singing this song as a little girl. It was a nursery rhyme. Tea for two for tea. I'm for you, you for me. But like that, I could just get married tomorrow.
A very sexy tea song.
Oh, it's beautiful. Welcome, Kalanga. Kapolio Precious. What a beautiful name. AKA K, the founder of The Tea Room. I love the name Precious.
Thank you. Precious.
Precious.
Which is basically precious. Yeah.
In what language? French?
In French, yeah.
And is that what inspired The Tea Room?
Yes, because my traditions of tea in the afternoon with my mom, having an eclair after school, you know, having a good day, those are things that inspired The Tea Room for me. And just my brother also carrying on that tradition in his business and serving tea at his stores, that also inspired The Tea Room for me. Yeah, just the me time.
And the nostalgia.
Yes, and the nostalgia.
I love that. So people say, what's the point of a tea room? You can go to a coffee house or a coffee shop and they'll serve you some tea.
Oh, no. We specialize in tea. You know, we have partnered with TWG, which is one of the best tea brands in the world. And they come through to us through the Tea Chest, which is also another company in South Africa that supplies teas. Yeah. So we selected the best. And it's not just any tea. It's tea that you sit down and take your time for to enjoy slowly in the morning, in the afternoon. Coffee is nice. Coffee is great. It gives us energy. It's addictive. But tea it's a lot of meditation, it's a lot of thinking, it's a lot of slowing down. It's not the same as coffee.
I'll agree with you. I'm a tea drinker, and anybody who knows me can attest to it. The entire staff at Power will tell you that. Yeah. If they're running out of money to buy tea bags because Lerato's drinking all the tea in the building, right? And it's for all the reasons you've mentioned. But I was fascinated once on a trip to China where the Chinese, which is actually the originator of tea. Mm-hmm. Tea actually comes from China originally. They take it very seriously. Every cup of tea has a ceremony. Mm-hmm. And they don't drink tea out of tea bags. They drink loose leaves of tea and they brew them and they wait for the whole thing to, you know, get strong and amalgamate the flavors and the fragrances. And you've got to smell the tea before you sip the tea. Is that the experience you're creating for people?
That is the experience I'm creating because, like, for example, TWG is from Singapore, which is close to China.
And it has a majority Chinese population.
Yes, of course. And the beauty of it is that it's the same way. So when you brew tea, you don't just pour hot water in it. It's not how it works, and I want to teach people that. When you make tea, you actually boil the water, you let it sit for a while, you put your tea cup your tea bag in a pot or in a cup. I prefer a pot because then I get more flavor in a bigger sense. You pour your hot water on it while it's settled, but not when it's just boiled, because it makes it bitter and you won't enjoy it. And people who drink matcha will understand this. Mm. You won't enjoy matcha if your tea, your water was boiling. It has to have settled, and that's the patience it requires to make tea. And I would say what I admire about Asians and their tea traditions is the slowing down you're describing. It's a whole ceremony. That's very beautiful, that it's part of your prayer. It's part of your meditation. It's part of connecting to something bigger. So that's what we want to do at the tea room, is to teach people that slow down, that relaxing, and that brewing your tea. When we put the tea on the table in the teapot, we tell people, give it at least 3 minutes for it to brew inside. It will get stronger, it will get richer, and you'll enjoy it even more because it's full bodied.
I love what you've just said about letting the tea brew, because there's nothing worse than somebody giving you a cup of tea that hasn't developed a color yet, where it looks quite translucent.
Yeah.
It's like water with a coloring.
It's wasting awful. As well. Yes, it's terrible, and it's not nice. It's not delicious. It doesn't have the taste and the flavor it's supposed to have. So it's just better for people to learn how to brew the tea. And the exciting thing at the tea room we want to do is to teach this. You have classes where you come and you learn to brew tea. You learn to sit down and to enjoy the tea. Yeah.
Somebody's listening to you right now and saying, are you kidding me? I make a cup of tea in my kitchen every day. I need to go and learn about the tea. So let's just explore that a little bit, because I've not been to your tea room, but from the way you're talking.
Yeah.
There are no tea bags in your tea room, are there?
There are tea bags, but my tea bags are in cloths. They are made in these little cloths. They're not in like a plastic derivative or some funny
paper.
Yes, it's not in that.
It's not a supermarket.
It's not a supermarket. And this bag, this cloth bag, just makes it easy to hold a certain amount of tea, which is better to have it in a cloth bag. You can get a cotton and you put your tea leaves in it and you put it in water. And that's better if you're measuring how much tea you're having. So instead of me having loose tea, for example, and I don't know how to measure how much loose tea I'm supposed to put in my tea, it's already measured for you. And TWG does have loose teas as well, which we'll have also at the tea room, where we'll teach you how to measure how much tea goes into your water, how much loose tea goes into your water to make. So the bag matters. What is it's inside of the commercial teas, as you know, all these ones we get in the stores and stuff, that's commercial. It's not luxurious. So the tea bag that it's in, I'm not saying it's bad for you or it's you're not supposed to have it, but it's not the same thing.
How does it influence the taste?
So those bags don't do anything to the taste, but it takes away the... For example, let's say chamomile. Yes. You have a chamomile tea that is in the cloth bag, and the flower, the whole flower could be inside of it, you see. But then if I have a chamomile tea from, let's say...
Let's not mention brands, but from the supermarket.
From the supermarket. And in that tea bag, it's been cut down, it's been loosened, it's been chopped up to make that bag, you see. So you don't have a full experience when you have that tea bag from the supermarket. Yeah.
So, you know, as I said to you, I'm a tea drinker, and it's truth.
Yeah.
But I've always been intimidated by the idea of loose tea. Because I look at it and I think this is next level tea making, and I don't know if I'd be making it right. And also, I don't want remnants of the twigs and the leaves coming into my cup and that sort of thing. You know, so if you do get a gift of a box of loose tea, what is the art of doing it? Just talk us through what happens.
So what I would always suggest is you get yourself, you know, those iron teapots with the little strainer on the top. You just fill the strainer at least halfway. If you're not a tea drinker, you won't enjoy it if it's too dark and too rich. So you fill it halfway. You're going to fill your pot with your settled hot water. You're going to put the strainer inside of it. You're going to cover it a few minutes. The halfway part will give you a good tea, but it won't be a full-bodied tea, but you still get to enjoy it. I feel that the teapot, the way that it's made in Asia, it's best for people who don't know how to brew loose tea, because you can get to measure. It's about this high. You can get to measure how much is it that you put inside of it. So if you just put it halfway, I think you still get a good experience.
And those teapots have filters in them.
Yeah.
To get some of the steam out, extract the flavor. It's a whole scientific contraption.
Yes. And if you think about the iron teapot, the iron cast teapots, they're made to hold heat. So it's going to stay hot for a while. And it's going to keep brewing the tea. So don't put too much loose leaf in it, because then it's going to get bitter. You know, like at the restaurant when they bring you that iron teapot and by the time you're having the last cup, it's like terrible. Yeah. It's like horrible. You don't want to drink that. So what you want to do is to know how to make your tea at home. You boil the kettle, you let it settle, you fill it halfway, the strainer, you put your hot water in, you put the strainer, you cover it a couple of minutes and you enjoy it. Don't take too much time though, because it's going to get bitter by the time you get to your last cup.
Okay, let's settle something once and for all.
Yes.
For those who take milk in their tea,
and I
see you looking at me, you rolled your eyes like, don't you dare. No, I put milk in my tea. I do it the British way. Okay, is it milk first and then the tea, or tea first and then the milk?
I prefer tea first and then the milk, because I get to decide how much milk I want, especially people who use it for cooling down the tea. So I get to decide how cool I want my tea, how hot I want it to be to remain. But I'd rather we stick to not putting milk in our tea.
Why?
Because tea has flavor, milk has flavor. So you're adding something else. You're adding fats, you're adding all sorts of things to your tea. So I just suggest that you can have the milk, but after. I prefer after, because I get to be in control. But I just prefer that you have it without
the milk.
Tea
should just be authentic.
It should be authentic. I think the only tea that I don't feel guilty about putting milk in is Earl Grey. I don't feel
what
guilty.
What is that actually, Earl Grey? Because it's got an aftertaste. It's got a sharp perfume or something in it. I don't enjoy it. What is it?
Earl Grey is basically a blend of herbs, a blend of florals. And it's got quite a bit in it. I think I'll have to actually send you a little bit of research to understand what it is exactly. Yeah. But it's a delicious tea, especially if you try French Earl Grey. It's very nice. It's a very strong tea. I think a coffee drinker would like Earl Grey because it's very strong.
It's got a kick.
It's got a kick, yes. But I put milk in it because I just really love the combination. I love the way it tastes together. So that's the only tea.
I've never understood what is an Earl Grey. It's just got an aftertaste. It's got a ping at the end after
does.
The sink.
It's very, very sip. Strong. It's for people who are connoisseurs of the tea.
You
should
you?
Be able
I'm
to
I'm a connoisseur
like...
and I don't even know what's an Earl Grey.
You should be able to have Earl actually, when I send you tea here, I'm sending you Earl Grey.
Oh my goodness. Okay, and you don't like the milk, but is the honey okay? Is putting sugar in it?
Honey
okay?
is okay. Sugar is okay. And I usually prefer sugar cubes, especially if you're having the more...
This is not France. This is a Mzansi. This is sugar from Durban. It comes in granular form. Just take it or leave it.
No, you can put the granular form, but get the, you know, those little sachets. Yes, get those ones and maybe just put one, because also too much sugar takes away from the tea as well if it's too sweet, you know. Yeah.
Okay, Merrose has a question. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Merrose. Hi.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, Precious.
Hi, Meryl.
I am such a total tea connoisseur, and it's a meditative experience. But I'm first going to sound like that coffee heathen that says, does it matter?
It's okay.
But that being said, right, I have family in Europe, and there's all kinds of tea utensils, there's all kinds of teas and this and that and the other. And then when I go to visit, like, please bring bags of rooibos tea.
Yes.
Rooibos is beautiful.
From you. Yeah, I want to tell you about how I make mine. So Because I use the commercial ones and stop for others when I can. But with the commercial ones, how I find mine creamiest and best is when I boil the milk and I put the tea bag into the cup, and just as it starts to tint the milk, I then put the sugar and I watch the granules, and I think it's meditative. And then I pour the boiling water over it. And I've actually discovered that when I do non-dry fast, it is very sustaining for me throughout the day.
So,
and then others as well. Normal retail tea, you know, I would make my own fine cinnamon mix. I'd put in a drop of vanilla flavoring or any other flavoring, you know, depending on what it is. But yes, tea is just that thing that does the part.
It absolutely does, Rose. And I love your rosy take on it, adding cinnamon and vanilla. Yeah. She's actually talking more like she's making
flavors.
Those Indian chai teas.
Yeah. You know, chai is a very special tea. And my family comes from East Africa. So I would argue with a lot of people, especially in the Indian community, about how is it that they make chai tea there and how they make chai tea in India. It's so different. But it is inspired by India, because they had a lot of trade with Asia and the Middle East. So honestly, if the way you're making your tea works, I can see the boiling of the milk and then putting the tea bag, because then you're not putting... Is your milk boiling already, or it's boiled already?
When it is bubbling, yes, you know. And I buy one of those long life milk, because it's nothing worse than the skin developing on the milk.
Yeah, because it doesn't look pretty as well. But that sounds delicious. I think I'm going to try that, actually.
Thank you so much for that, Rose. And Dr. Stephen, hello.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to ask a question. What is the best method to think you need to be? Because when I do make my tea, I normally put water first and the tea back after. But if I put the tea back first and the water after, it tastes different. For me, it is. It looks like when I put the tea back and put water, it takes away its originality. There is a fourth brood that I taste on that tea. What is the best method of actually making tea?
The best method is to put water into the tea, but then if putting the tea bag after the water works for you, then I will also forgive that, and I'll also say it's okay.
Zico Smith online says Lerato. You put milk in your tea, you add sugar, you're just going to eat us one day.
She's making dessert.
That is so funny. Okay, I want to move away a little bit from the tea. In fact, before I move away from the tea, I know you get your tea from exclusive places in Singapore, the original home of Tea Asia. But what do you make of African teas? Do you know there's tea that they, you know, there are tea plantations in Zimbabwe. Have you ever tasted Zimbabwean tea?
I've tasted Zimbabwe, Malawi, Zambia.
Unbelievable. Kenyan tea, purple tea.
Rwandan, Ugandan, all the teas. And my biggest dream is to one day own a tea farm here in Africa, but in Zambia. And Zambia has very beautiful soil for growing tea. Mm-hmm. And there's a tea brand that I used to absolutely love. And it was made by a lady, I think she's from Rwanda. It's called Iswara.
She's from Ivory Coast.
That tea. She makes it from African teas, and it is so beautiful. It is so luxurious. I have been looking for her because I'm like, I want to serve her tea at the tea room, but haven't been able to find her. So if anybody's listening to this, please find her.
Swati Martin.
Yes.
I'll give you a number for her after the show.
Please, because her tea is so beautiful.
Yeah.
But African tea, there's a tea I love. It's very strong though. It's called Tanganda tea. It is very, very strong, but it's very beautiful, especially if you're making something like a chai. Okay. It goes very well with that, because us, when we make chai, we, like I said, we'll put the strong dark teas in it. But you can only find it in Zambia. I've never seen it here before.
Yeah. Let's talk about other things now, and what goes with the tea when you're in the tea room.
Yes. So the reason why we don't suggesting we don't suggest putting the sugar and all of that is because we serve our tea with pastries, with patisserie. And for example, if you're having a tart with cream and berries and stuff, the tart gives you the sweetness. So you don't need the sweetness in the tea because the tea is supposed to cut through the dessert, you know, sort of like to soften it for you, especially for people who don't like sweet stuff, mm-hmm. really. So you're having your dessert with cream already and everything. So you don't need to put any milk and sugar in your tea. You just use it like a wine to cut through your food. So we serve with a lot of pastries at the tea room.
And are they French pastries or is it a mix of sort of African pastries? So I'm asking here, you know, you mentioned that you'd sit and eat an eclair with your mom, very yeah. French. Are we going to be seeing croissants and macaroons and
yes.
choux pastries? Are we also going to see some cook sisters and scones and stuff
of
like that?
Of course. Right now I'm learning to make a milk tart and I want to make the milk tart exciting. I was actually speaking about it with my friend Halima, how I want to make a milk tart, but I want to add something to it because every time I have a milk tart, it's just cinnamon on it.
Yeah.
I want to try something else. And speaking of the African flavors to the tea room, I have been wanting to add African fruits to our macaron.
Okay.
And that's something that's going to come very soon. I'm going to venture out there in South Africa to discover marula fruits and baobab fruits and all those things so I can try and incorporate them into our food.
And very briefly, Kimberly, 30 seconds.
Thank you very much. And I'm a tea lover and thank you for this program. Because I grew up in Zim, and when we grew up in Zim, we couldn't drink coffee, so tea was the thing, and it was not from tea bags. So it would be those just the thing on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And as a grown up now, it's for tea, I don't take sugar, I don't put milk. And I've met some friends from Kenya who've been giving me tea from Kenya. And she was mentioning Tanganda. Tanganda from Zim, strong one as well, that we used to drink our grannies. Like, if she couldn't drink Tanganda tea, she would have a headache.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for bringing this. I'm a lover of tea.
Yeah.
And it's quite an interesting choice. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I love the teas from across Africa. Mm. And finally, anybody who says, where can I go to have this experience? Where do they go?
Well, we are in Parkwood, which is basically in Rosebank. We are on 142 Jan Smuts Avenue, Shop 3, Chester Court, right opposite the Goodman Gallery. You just see us there. It's a very art gallery looking tea room because we have a minimalistic look right now. And you find us there and you can come have tea from Wednesday to Sunday.
Are we supposed to dress up when we come?
I would love for you to dress up because it's your time to shine, your time to have your tea. But you can come in whatever you're comfortable in, yes.
And is load shedding going to spoil our tea experience?
So what we're doing is that we have the tea ready already. So you can come have tea even though we have load shedding. And you can have pastries because we bake in the morning. So we just, you know, we work with the Eskom schedule and just see what we can do. Yeah.
And bring a little bit of joy for all of us who are very, very frustrated with this Eskom
story. Please, please come have a choupa for something, or a macaron, a cookie, just to make you feel better. Just stop by.
Oh, merci beaucoup. Kalenga, Kapolio, known as Kay. Her last name is Precieuse, with
you.
A really precious business, a tea room on Jan Smuts Avenue, just next to Rosebank. Go and spoil your wife, guys.
Yes.
Mm? Ladies, go and spoil yourselves.
Yes.
Go and learn a language.
Yes.
Go and eat some macaron. Just go and escape the madness that's happening out there in South Africa. It's been the Thursday edition of Power Talk. We thank you, all of you, for your time. And it was lovely to just decompress with a conversation about tea.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.